More than a week after Election Day, the nation's closest Senate race has finally been decided. Today, Republican South Dakota Congressman John Thune said he would not seek a recount or challenge the results in his race with incumbent Senate Democrat Tim Johnson. The race was billed as one the Democrats had to win to keep South Dakota's other senator, Tom Daschle, as majority leader. As it turned out, Johnson won, but the Democrats lost their majority anyway. Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
The neck-and-neck race came down to the last votes in the last precinct counted, and now it's official. Democrat Tim Johnson won his bid for re-election by 524 votes. The narrow lead, 15/100ths of a percentage point, is well within the margin that authorizes Republican John Thune to request a recount under state law. But today he announced in a telephone conference call that the election was over.
Putting South Dakota through a lengthy recount, which would not guarantee my victory or fix all of the irregularities I know occurred, would be painful for the state, and I think I would rather use my influence to bring the state together rather than to tear it apart.
South Dakota was one of the few bright spots for Senate Democrats on election night, and it happened in a state where Republicans hold a massive advantage in voter registration numbers. University of South Dakota professor Bill Richardson says the campaign visits to the state by President Bush were outweighed by the risk of Senator Daschle losing his control over the Senate.
What you really saw in this senatorial election contest was a tremendous success by the Democrats in persuading Republicans to cross over.
There were other factors to Johnson's re-election. Late in the campaign, the Libertarian candidate, Kurt Evans, dropped out and endorsed Thune. But Evans' name stayed on the ballot. He got 3,000 votes, a vast majority of which would likely have gone to Thune rather than Johnson. For their part, Democrats aggressively courted American Indians on the state's 9 reservations. They also had a well-organized get-out-the-vote effort, crucial in a state dominated by Republican voters. Keith Jones, a first-time campaign volunteer who worked for Johnson, says he was skeptical he would actually play a role in the result.
To have the race come down to be decided by 500 votes, it's amazing to realize that the other people that I worked with in my precinct, we made a difference. We contributed significantly to the outcome of this race. That is an incredible feeling.
Still, the victory for Democrats here is mitigated by the party's losses elsewhere. Tom Daschle will no longer be Senate Majority Leader. Many South Dakotans now wonder, given the GOP takeover in Congress, whether Thune would have been the better choice. For his part, Thune has been mentioned as a possible candidate for Daschle's seat. That election is just 2 years away. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.